All right, so let's pray.
Let our God.
Lord, we want to thank you for the word of God. We thank you that you inspired Paul so many years ago to write these letters. Help us to understand them, we pray.
所以我们要感谢您呢，就在很多年前的您呢，漠视了使徒保罗来写出这个，所以今天呢，请你帮助我们来理解。
So we turn our attention now again to your word and pray for your blessing.
所以我们再次呢，翻开您的话呢，祷告您赐福给我们。
And we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们的祷告是奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Well, very, very good. The Corinthian assembly was, in some respects, the letters to the Corinthians were the first letters that were written by the Apostle Paul.
所以呢，就是格林多呢，前书，格林多书从某种意义上来讲呢，就是当时呢，使徒保罗他写的第一封书信。And
so the issues dealt with in 1st and 2nd Corinthians are in many respects issues that new Christians meet.
所以这个呢，通常呢，在格林多前后书里面所针对的一些问题呢，通常呢都是新界刚信主的新基督徒所面临的一些问题。There
just seems to be a focus here on the issues new Christians are up against.
所以这个里面呢，看起来呢，就是再次针对那个新的基督徒所要面临的问题。And
so we find it very interesting to see the kinds of things that they face, because we face them all as well.
对呢，我发现呢，他们所面临的一些问题呢，对我们来说呢，也是非常有意思的，因为我们也面临同样的问题。So
let's get into 2 Corinthians. We'll see what issues they're looking at right now.
因为我们来到呢，格林多后书的第一章，看看他们所面临的问题是什么。
He says in verse 1, Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ by the will of God, and Timothy, our brother, to the church of God, which is at Corinth, with all the saints who are in Achaia.
奉神旨意做耶稣基督使徒的保罗和我们的弟兄提摩太，写信给在哥林多神的教会，并雅盖亚各处的众圣徒。
Now, it's interesting that Paul is writing, first of all, verse 2, to those in Corinth, but he's also writing to all who are in Achaia.
这个里面第一节你讲到的呢，首先呢，使徒保罗他写给这封信写给哥林多的，同样呢，他也是写给雅盖亚教会。So
some people will tell you today that, a lot of things aren't very important today because they were written to the Corinthians, and because of that, it's only relevant to the Corinthians.
对，那很多人他会告诉你说，在哥林多书里的所的很多东西呢，他们其实呢，对我们今天来说并不是重要的，因为当时呢，写这封信呢，主要是跟针对跟哥林多教会相关的问题的。
So that seems to be a very simple answer for many people who don't obey the instructions of Paul to the Corinthians.
这里就是一个简单的答案，对那些人来说呢，他们不想遵守当时使徒保罗写给哥林多教会的书信的，在哥林多书里面的这些原则的那些人。But
the teaching of Paul in the letters to the Corinthians are that his instructions are not just for Corinthians, they're for all Christians.
但是呢，在那个使徒保罗写哥林多书里面的那些指导呢，他所说的呢，是不光光是针对哥林多教会的，是针对所有的基督徒们的。And
so this verse is just a simple statement. It says, I'm writing to the Corinthians, and by the way, I'm writing to all of you who are in Achaia.
所以这个里面呢，基本上呢是一个简单的说法。他说我写给哥林多的，但是同样呢，我也是写给雅盖亚的。
So, don't dismiss the instructions of God through Paul to the Corinthians just because the letters were written to the Corinthians. The truth of God is the same for all the world in Paul's day and the same for all the world today.
所以呢，不要去忽视或者说不理那个使徒保罗在哥林多书里写给当时哥林多教会的那些指导，就是说那是什么是他写的。同样呢，就是说是你不要因为这个是因为写给哥林多的，你就说是专门写给哥林多。其实这封信他是写给世界上所有的教会、所有的圣徒们的。
And so verse 2 says, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ.
第二节说，愿恩典平安从神我们的父和主耶稣基督归于你们。
And it's true of almost all the letters of the apostles to the Christians that there is offered grace.
所以呢，同样呢，就是说是所有的使徒保罗写的书信写给教会的呢，都是跟我们提供神的恩典。
It's very encouraging. We keep on getting grace from God our Father.
所以这对我们来说是极大的鼓励，因为我们一直从我们的父神那里获得恩典。
Grace is kindness that we don't deserve.
所以呢，恩典呢是那种慈爱是我们不配得的。
Did you get any kindness that you don't deserve today?
你今天得到了任何你不配得的慈爱吗？
And you say, yes, I get kindness I don't deserve every day.
所以呢，你说是的，我今天得到了慈爱，我每天都是不配得这样的。
What's it come from?
那么从哪里来的呢？
It comes from the Lord Jesus Christ and God the Father.
所以这是从我们的主耶稣基督还有父神那里来的。
And we Christians keep on smiling and we keep on rejoicing because we keep on receiving the grace of God in every way, in so many wonderful ways.
所以我们基督徒呢保持微笑呢保持喜乐，因为我们每天都从我们的基督和父神那里从各个方面以各种方式接受恩典。
Now verse 3, Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and the God of all comfort who comforts us in all our tribulation.
这个第三节说，愿颂赞归于我们主耶稣基督的父神，就是发怜悯的父，赐一切安慰的神。
So what is the theme now that Paul is going to deal with at the beginning of this wonderful book of 2 Corinthians?
所以现在呢，这是其中一项呢，就是我们的使徒保罗在哥林多后书里要针对的一些问题。
And the theme is comfort.In our tribulations.
这个主题呢就是说呢在我们受苦难的时候我们得安慰。
Do you have troubles?
你现在有麻烦吗?
Yep.
是。
And lots of troubles?
你有很多麻烦吗?
Yep.
也是。
Job says that man is born to trouble as the sparks fly upward.
所以约伯说呢，人出生的他的大量的苦难和麻烦呢，就像那个烧火的那个火星往上窜。
And so when you got a fire and there's a spark, when the spark goes off, it goes up.
所以呢，当你生火的时候呢，那里有火星，火星它就是一直一直往上升。
And when the Christian trusts the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior, he ends up getting troubles.
所以当一个基督徒相信主耶稣基督为他的那个主耶稣基督的时候呢，他就开始有那么多的麻烦。
So you say to somebody, how are you today?
所以你问一些人说，今天你好吗？
And you say, well, he says, well, I'm fine.
他说啊，我很好。
And then you say to him, well, that's good. Now, do you have any problems?
所以说那太好了，那你有任何的麻烦吗？
And he may give you any answer, but if he's honest, he'll say, well, at least I've got some problems.
所以他会给你有多种答案，但是如果他是诚实的话呢，他至少我还有一些麻烦。
There are some difficulties. We all have something that stresses us and distresses us.
所以呢，在那个很多的在我们里面总是有一些问题呢，让我们有压力，让我们呢有痛苦。
Now the thrilling thing is that the Christian has comfort in his distresses.
所以呢，这个很大的伟大的事件呢，就是说基督徒在他的苦难中呢有神的安慰。
Where did the troubles come from?
那这些麻烦从哪里来的呢？
They come from the world around us.
他们从我们周围的世界来的。
Where does the comfort come from?
那么安慰是从哪里来的呢？
It comes from the Lord.
它从主那里来的。
And so the Lord Jesus says in the wonderful sermon at the Last Supper, he says, in the world, you will have tribulation or trouble.
所以主耶稣基督呢，他在呢他的那个很美丽的那篇讲道，在最后的晚餐里面，他传递的信息是说，在世界里面你们有苦难。
But then he says, "Don't be distressed, because I have overcome the world. Trouble in the world, Jesus has overcome the world, and therefore you can have joy even in trouble."
所以呢，然后主耶稣基督说呢，那你不要感到痛苦，因为我已经胜过了世界。我们这个世界里面，我们有麻烦，有苦难，但是呢，不要感到痛苦。主耶稣基督呢，他已经胜了世界，因此呢，我们有喜乐。
So verse 4 now explains why. It says, God comforts us in our tribulation, that we may be able to comfort those who are in any trouble with the comfort with which we ourselves are comforted by God.
所以第四节开始解释说，我们在一切患难中，他就安慰我们，叫我们能用神所赐的安慰去安慰那遭各样患难的人。
So you say, well now, why do I have these problems?
所以你会说呢，为什么我有这么多麻烦呢？
And the answer often is simply, you have the problems so that you can get the comfort of God in the problems so that you can comfort somebody else who's got a problem.
所以答案呢就是说呢，在你的那些麻烦中呢，你会得到那个神的安慰。如果你在你的麻烦中呢，得到神的安慰呢，这样呢，你就可以用这样的安慰去安慰那些在麻烦中的人。
Now, mommy understands that.
妈妈理解这个。
The little boy comes to mommy and says, mommy, I hurt. I've got this problem. That went wrong. Mommy says, that's all right, Johnny. You'll be okay.
那个一个小孩呢跑到妈妈那里说，哎呀，妈妈，我今天受伤害了，我今天有这样的那样的一些问题。然后呢，妈妈就跟他说呢，Johnny，没问题，一切都会好的。
And then mommy may very well say, I had a problem like that, but God helped me, he'll help you.
所以呢，妈妈有可能这么去说，跟他说呢，我跟你有同样的麻烦，但神呢帮助了我，所以呢，神会像帮助我一样去帮助你。
And there's something very reassuring about someone who can say, yes, I understand your problem, and I know that you can be helped.Because I had that problem and God helped me.
所以这样呢，对你来说呢是个极大的，就是一个保障。因为有一些人说呢，我有曾经有个和你同样的问题，所以呢，我理解你的问题，我也理解你的麻烦。所以呢，在我的问题和麻烦中呢，神帮助了我，所以呢，你也不要紧张，神一定会帮助你的。
So if you've got a problem, when you're in the problem and it hurts, what are you going to say? You're going to say, thank you, Lord, because I know I'll be able to help somebody else when they've got this kind of a problem.
那你有麻烦的时候呢，你说主啊，这个很痛，我也受到伤害了。所以呢，但是呢，你就说呢，啊，感谢主，感谢主呢，您让我有这样的麻烦，因为您在我的麻烦和痛苦中呢，帮助了我。所以啊，这样的话呢，我也可以用我这样的经历去帮助那些在痛苦中的人。
So Paul says to the Corinthians, verse 5, for as the sufferings of Christ abound in us, so our consolation or our comfort also abounds through Christ.
所以使徒保罗在第五节说呢，我们既多受基督的苦楚，就靠基督多得安慰。
So you'll notice now, as we go through these verses, that the contrast is between the sufferings and the comfort or the consolation. Where there's suffering, there's comfort or consolation. And the two are set opposed one to another.
所以这个里面呢，当我们往下读的时候呢，读到这里你就意识到，其实呢，这里面有两个相对的事情。第一个呢，就是苦难。苦难里面呢，就有安慰。安慰呢，就是说呢，苦难有苦难就有安慰，有苦难就得安慰，两个是对相对而言的。
So we understand suffering in the context of the juxtapositioning comforts. The two are there because there's suffering, there's comfort.
所以呢，我们在上面呢可以看到，在这个上下文里，就是说呢，你是说呢，有那个苦难就有那个安慰，因为有了安慰呢，又有了苦难，有了苦难呢，又有了安慰。
So this is teaching for the younger Christian, the Corinthian Christian.
所以这个是对那些新的基督徒，当时的哥林多的基督徒而言的教导。
Now when you get to the epistles of Peter, you again get suffering, but not in the context of comfort. You get suffering in the context of glory.
所以呢，如果你来到彼得书里呢，你发现呢，当时的你的苦难呢，并不是说是和那个安慰联系在一起的，你的苦难呢，其实是和荣耀联系在一起的。
All right, so suffering leads to comfort, and suffering leads to glory.
所以呢，痛苦呢，导致了安慰，同样的痛苦呢，导致了荣耀。
Now which comes first?
那谁先来呢？
Well, after the suffering, it's nice to get the comfort. And then after you get the comfort, it's nice to get the glory.
所以呢，在你受到苦难以后呢，很好的话，你能得到安慰，这个是件好事。但是在你得到安慰以后呢，你又会得到那个荣耀，这是更好的。
Now, a little boy, when he suffers, he goes to his mommy. He says, Mommy, I'm suffering.And she says to him, well, don't worry, there's glory at the end of the road, Johnny.
所以呢，一个小男孩呢去找他妈妈说，妈妈，我今天受苦了。他妈妈跟Johnny说呢，Johnny，你不要担心，那个在这个终点处呢，有荣耀等着你。
And what's Johnny say?
那Johnny会怎么说呢？
And he probably says two things. He probably says, but mommy, I'm hurt right now.
所以呢，有可能讲两件事。他第一件呢，他会说是妈妈，我现在就受伤害了。
And then he probably says, "And what's glory?"
他有可能说呢，那荣耀在哪里
？I hurt now.
我现在很痛。
All right. So the young Christian says, "I hurt now," and the Lord says, "I'll comfort you."
所以那些新的基督徒说呢，哦，我现在很痛。那主说，我会安慰你的。
And then, as the Christian matures, he realizes he's still suffering. But now the Lord says, "Don't worry, I'm going to give you eternal glory, Harold. Quit complaining."
因为这个里面呢，就是说呢，他说呢，成熟的基督徒呢，以后呢，他仍然在受苦。他受苦呢，他说呢，主就跟他说呢，你不要担心，我会给你那种永恒的荣耀。所以 Harold， 你不要担心，你那个永恒的荣耀是无可比拟的。
So the Christian gets excited because number one, the The comfort comes when he's in trouble.
基督徒呢感到呢非常的激动，因为为什么呢？当他在受难的时候呢，他会得到安慰。
But then verse 4 goes on, it says, He comforts us in all our trouble, that we may be able to comfort those who are in any trouble with the comfort with which we ourselves are comforted by God.
就像第四节说的，我们在一切患难中呢，神就安慰我们，叫我们能用神所赐的安慰去安慰那遭受各样患难的人。
So now, Johnny, is playing and he falls over and he hurts himself and he says, I'm suffering, mommy. And mommy says, That's all right, Johnny, you'll get better.
现在那个 Johnny 呢，他在那个外面玩，完了以后呢，然后他跌倒了，然后呢伤了他自己，然后他就跑去跟那个妈妈说，妈妈，我现在受伤了。妈妈说，不要紧，你会好起来的。
And the next day,Johnny's little sister, she gets hurt, and she starts to cry.
所以呢，第二天呢，Johnny 的一个小妹妹，她呢也是跌倒了，然后呢，她开始哭。
And what does Johnny do?
那Johnny 会怎么说呢？
He goes over to his sister and he says, "Don't you cry, Susie. Everything's going to be okay. I got hurt yesterday, but I'm okay. You'll be all right."Don't cry.
所以他会去跟他的妹妹说呢，啊，不要哭啊 ，Susie， 那你我昨天呢我也受伤呢，我现在好起来了，所以呢你今天受伤呢也会好起来，所以不要哭。
And Susie says, "Thank you, Johnny. I'm glad that I got a big brother like you. You can even help me when I suffer."
所以呢，那个就是那，我认为苏姐说：“谢谢你哥哥，因为我有这样的一个哥哥，在我受伤害的时候，患难时，他可以帮助我。谢谢你。”
And that's why we need brothers and sisters.
这是为什么我们需要弟兄姊妹。
And I've got a problem, and I go to you, and I say, I don't know what to do. You say, Harold, don't worry about it. I had that problem. God help me.
所以呢，我有一个麻烦，然后我去找你。我说：“哎呀，我现在有个大麻烦的，你们能帮助我？”你说 ：“Harold， 不要担心，因为我有曾经有过和你同样的问题，神帮助了我，神也会帮助你的。”
All right, now verse 5. It says, "For as the sufferings of Christ abound in us, so our consolation or our comfort also abounds through Christ."
有些时候我们基督是基督的苦楚就靠基督徒的安慰。
Okay, did you note the equivalency there?
所以你看到这个同等的这样的东西在那里吗？
The sufferings and the comforts. And as the comforts, the sufferings. And as the sufferings, the comforts, the two go in parallel.
所以这个里面呢就是说呢你看到呢因为有患难所以就因为有安慰因为有安慰呢就因为有患难所以两个呢安慰和患难呢他们是平行前进的。
But amazingly, that little word abound is there twice.
因为非常的神奇的是呢这个那个多得的这样的出现了两次。
You say, but I got lots of sufferings.
你说呢我有很多的患难。
The Lord says, that's okay. I'm going to give you lots of comfort.
所以你说主说那没问题你我会给你更多的安慰。
How much comfort are you going to get?
所以你会得到多少安慰呢?
Are you going to get enough to comfort to cover all the sufferings?
所以你得到安慰呢足够呢涵盖你所有的患难。
You want more comfort?
你想要更多的安慰吗?
The Lord says, I could even give you more sufferings so that you'd get more comfort.
你主说呢,我就可以给你更多的患难,让你得到更多的安慰。
Okay, the Lord never shortchanges his people.
所以呢,主呢,从来不是苦待他的子民。
Now verse 6 says, Now, if we are afflicted,It is for your consolation and salvation, which is effective for enduring the same sufferings which we also suffer.
第六节说呢，我们受患难是为叫你们得安慰、得拯救，叫你们能忍受我们所受的那样的苦楚。
So he says, we're afflicted in such a way that you will be comforted.
他说呢，我们在受患难，我们受患难呢，是为呢，你将会得到安慰。
So do you ever have a problem, look around and say, well, I'm sure glad my problem isn't as great as his problem.
今天你在有没有一个大的麻烦呢？如果你有大的麻烦，你去看看周围，你看见呢，说呢，可能别人的麻烦呢比你的更大，你的麻烦有他大吗？
What kind of problems would you rather have? Your problems or the kind of problems the Apostle Paul had?
所以你想要什么样的麻烦呢？是你现在有的麻烦呢，还是要承受像使徒保罗所有的那样的麻烦呢？
And if you're a bit of a coward like me, you say, well, I would rather have my few problems than all those big problems that the Apostle Paul had.
你就像有一点懦弱的人，就像我一样，你说呢，我宁愿有我自己的这样的小小的麻烦，而不愿意有像使徒保罗那么多的大麻烦。
What was the value of Paul's problems to you and me?
所以呢，使徒保罗的麻烦，它的价值对你我来说是什么呢？
Well, the value was that his problems were really big, and so I can say, Harold, you'll be okay. God looked after Paul. If God could look after Paul, he can look after you, Harold. Quit complaining.
所以呢，答案呢就是使徒保罗的他那个麻烦极其的大，所以呢，神呢帮助了他。我就跟自己说呢，啊 ，Harold 啊，那个使徒保罗有那么大的问题，神都帮助了他，安慰他。那么你这么小的麻烦和问题呢，神也会帮助你的。所以呢，不要抱怨。
So Paul says in the first half of the verse, he says, "If I'm afflicted with problems, it's for your sake."
所以呢，使徒保罗在那个第六节说呢，如果我受患难，那是为了叫你们得安慰。
And then he says at the end of the verse, and if we're comforted, it is for your consolation and salvation.
你在第六节的结尾说也，我们得安慰呢，也是为了叫你们得安慰和拯救。
So Paul basically says, you know, there are a lot of things that happen to me.
所以使徒保罗基本上说呢，在我身上发生了很多的事。
But he says they're all for your sake.
这所有的一切都是为了你们的缘故。
He says, if I'm afflicted, if I've got a problem, it's for your sake.
他说呢，如果我那个有麻烦，我呢受患难，那是因为你的缘故。
And he goes on and says, and...If I'm comforted in my problem, that's for your sake as well.
所以呢，如果我在呢，在我的麻烦中呢，患难中得到了安慰呢，那也是因为你的缘故。
And again, I think Mummy understands a lot of this.
再次说呢，我认为妈妈呢很懂这些。
She has a problem, and the children look on and say, "Oh dear, what?" And Mummy says, "You know."It's good for me to have this problem because my children will learn just by watching their mummy how she handles the problem.
所以呢，那个妈妈呢，她也麻烦了。那她的那个孩子就说：“哦，那个妈妈，哎呀，有那么大麻烦。”妈妈说：“不要担心，我有这些麻烦呢，是因为在我的这些麻烦中呢，我的安慰呢是你们可以在我在这个麻烦中怎么去处理，你们可以从我这里学到东西。”
And the Lord in His mercy resolves the problem that mommy has, and the children look on and they say, "Oh, isn't that wonderful?"God help mommy.
所以呢，其实呢，主呢借着他的恩典，以一种神奇的方式呢，在妈妈的那个患难麻烦中呢，帮助了他。他就那个、孩子看到说，哦，那个主在妈妈的患难帮助了他，也会帮助我。
And so the children learn both from mommy's problem and from God's comfort in the problem.
所以呢，孩子呢，他既学会呢，那个妈妈在患难中学到的东西，也在妈妈在患难中神给他的安慰中也学到了东西。
So be encouraged if you've got a problem. You might even let others know about it. so that they can rejoice with you when God resolves it.
所以呢，在你受患难的时候呢，你要有勇气，因为呢，在你受患难的过程中呢，有可能别人看见了你受患难，在你受患难过程中呢，神帮助了你，他们呢也会从那里得到鼓励的。
So Andre Crouch wrote the beautiful hymn "To God Be the Glory."
所以呢，就是一个叫 Andre Crouch 写了一个很美的一个赞美诗，说是荣耀归神。
And his little line goes something like this. If I didn't have any problems, I wouldn't know that God can solve them.
所以呢，里面有一小段话说呢，如果我没有任何的麻烦和问题，我就不会知道神可以解决这样的麻烦和问题。
And so he says, how can I give thanks for the things that God has done for me?
所以呢，他就说呢，我怎么样要去感谢神在我身上行的奇妙的作为。
He not only allowed me to have a problem, but then he went on and solved them so that I know that's kind of a God he is.
所以呢，他不光是允许我有麻烦有问题，他同样呢，他在我的麻烦问题中呢，他来解决我的麻烦问题，这就是我们有的那样的一位神。
And then he says in verse 7, and our hope for you is steadfast, because we know that as you are partakers of the sufferings, so also you will partake of the consolation or the comfort.
所以第七节接着说呢，我们对你们的盼望是确定的，因为知道你们既同受苦楚，也必同得安慰。
So I want you to know that Paul did not say,God help me in my problems, but I'm certainly not sure that he's going to help you.
所以呢，使徒保罗他并没有这样说，他说神呢在我的麻烦中帮助了我，但是我不确定在你麻烦中他会不会帮你。
He says, I know God well enough to know that my hope for you is steadfast. It's sure, I know God's going to help you.
所以呢，他说呢，其实呢，我很确定，很确定，我很了解神，他呢，在我的在我的患难中，他帮助了我，所以呢，我非常的确定，在你们受苦的时候，他也会帮助你们。
He says in the latter part of the verse, "We know that as you are partakers of the sufferings, so also you will partake of the comfort." If you've got the suffering, you'll get the comfort. That's my hope.And that's my knowledge.
所以这个里面呢，他同样说呢，在第七节结尾说呢，说因为你们知道，因为知道你们既受苦楚了，也必同得安慰。所以呢，我知道你们就是有苦楚呢，就会有安慰。我知道这个，这是我的知识。
So it's true, isn't it, that as we suffer for the Lord, we learn we're a blessing, we're a hope.We're a help. God's great ways are working through the sufferings.
所以呢，其实我们也知道，在我们的苦楚中呢，神呢，他是帮助我们的。所以我们的神呢，他是以一种奇妙的方式呢，在你受苦、受患难的过程中呢，他呢，让你学到能够他能够帮助你。
Sometimes when there are sufferings, people abandon hope.
所以有时候呢，在患难中呢，有些人呢放弃了希望。
So I asked a woman a long time ago whether she believed in God.
所以呢，在很久前我问了一个女性，说她呢是不是信神。
She said no.
她说不。
I said why not?
她说你为什么不信呢？
She said, because I prayed to him once and he didn't give me what I wanted.
她说我有一次跟他祷告了，他并没有给我想要的。
She was suffering. She was disappointed.
所以她在受苦，但是呢，她也很失望。
But she didn't know the Savior.
但她不认识救主。
She just basically prayed some prayers, some words.To a God she didn't know, didn't understand, and didn't believe in.
他其实呢基本上是去讲一些祷告词呢对一个他不认识的他不了解的那样的一个神。
And instead of those sufferings leading her to the Savior, she allowed those sufferings to bring bitterness to her heart. I don't want God.
这个呢本来呢这个他们这个患难应该呢把它引向主但是呢他却没有去他就是不朝主那边走让他自己的内心呢充满了苦毒他不相信神。
Now these verses are written to believers. And the verses say, if you're suffering, hang in there, you will learn a whole lot, you'll praise the Lord a whole lot.For your sufferings.
所以这些那个就是写给信徒的。说是说呢如果神允许麻烦和患难在你的人生中呢你要感谢主感谢主要是赞美主因为感谢赞美主你在你所经历的患难中呢学到了东西。
Now the question of course is, how bad the sufferings, this is a great principle, suffering.And comfort, the two go together, the two go hand in hand. But does it really work?
所以呢现在是呢就是说呢那个你的患难有多么的糟呢就是说呢患难伴随着安慰安慰伴随着患难两个呢总是并存的所以呢这个是行得通的吗
So in verse 8, Paul says, let me tell you my story.
在第八节呢使徒保罗说让我来给你讲一下我的故事。
He says, for we do not want you to be ignorant, brethren, of our trouble, which came unto us in Asia, that we were burdened beyond measure, above strength, so that we despaired even of life.
第八节说呢弟兄们我们不要你们不晓得我们从前在亚细亚遭受苦难被压太重力不能胜甚至连活命的指望都绝了。
So you say to me, all right, Harold, do you have a problem? I say, yeah, I got a problem.
那你又跟Harold 说呢 Harold, 你有没有够麻烦的人事的我有够。
And then you say, all right, Harold, how big is your problem?
然后你说啊 ,Harold, 那你的麻烦有多大呢
?And I say, well, it's pretty big.
我说呢真的很大。
And you say, alright, Harold, on a scale of 1 to 10, how great is your problem?
你是说呢 ,Harold, 那如果打个分从1到 10, 你打几分呢
?And I probably think about it for a while, and then I probably would say, well, I think it's 2.
所以呢我有可能呢我就想一会儿想一会儿然后呢说呢那可能就打两分吧。
And you say, now what about Paul's problem?
那么你说那个那保罗的那个麻烦是什么
?Paul, how big was your problem?
你说保罗你的麻烦有多大
?On a scale of 1 to 10, Paul, how big was your problem?
所以从1到10分那么你的保罗你的麻烦有多大
He says it's too big to measure, Harold. Way beyond 10.
Harold, 我是没法给他打分的，远远超过十。
I say, well, Paul, my problem is 2, and yours is way beyond 10. So what do I say next? I say, thank you, Lord.
所以我就说呢我的麻烦呢只有两分那么使徒保罗的远远超过十分的他的麻烦那我该说什么呢我说感谢主。
I say, Lord, you've really been good to me.
我说主啊您对我真好。
His problem was so great, he says, it was above strength. There was no way that I could stand up under this problem, way beyond my strength.
那这个里面呢就是说呢他的麻烦有多大呢那时候被他压得太重力不能胜他自己的没有任何指望他们自己的能力完全克服不了这样的麻烦。
Then he says, well, frankly, it was so great, I despaired even of life.
他说呢坦率地说这个麻烦大到一个什么程度呢大到连我活命的指望都没有。
Now, he wasn't an old man at this point. This is one of his first letters. He's going to get to be an old man, but right now he's a young man, but he's the spirit of life. He probably figured life was just about over for him.
所以这个呢，当时他写这封信的时候是他的第一封信。第一封书信呢，他并不是一个老年人，其实后来他变成了一个老年人。但是他写这封信的时候呢，他那个只是个年轻人。在这个年轻人的时候呢，他绝望到一个什么程度呢？可能他的命都没了。
Why? Because he was despairing of life. The problem was so great. He might have been sick, or he might have had all kinds of infliction. He might have been beaten. He might have been put in prison. Whatever it was, he was not sure he was going to live through the night.
对这个里面呢，就是说呢，啊，当时呢，这个问题是什么呢？其实呢，有可能是他身体的问题，他生病了；也有可能是呢，周围的他那个压力太大，也许呢是人家呢迫害他，也许人家打他，把他打到一定的程度，也许是他在监狱里。监狱里呢，这个时候呢，他每天呢都不知道他能不能够活过今天晚上。
And so verse 9 says, yes, we had the sentence of death in ourselves, that we should not trust in ourselves, but in God who raises the dead.
第九节继续说呢，自己里面也断定是必死的，叫我们不信靠自己，只信靠叫死人复活的神。
The situation was so bad that there was nothing he could do to save himself.
所以那个情况糟糕到如此的程度，他没有任何的办法可以自救。
Some people have problems and they say, but I think I can solve them, I'm going to work harder.
所以呢，有些人呢，他们有麻烦，他说呢，我自己会解决这个麻烦，因为我要努力的工作。
Other people say, I think I got problems, I'm going to eat better, going to have a different diet.
所以呢，有些人说呢，我也麻烦了，但是呢，我要换一种饭食，我要吃好一点。
Other people have problems, and they say, "Well, they say, I know it's a big problem, but I'm going to do this."
所以呢，有些人呢，他有一个大麻烦，有很大的问题，他说，那么既然我有这样的问题，我准备这么做。
Paul said, "I got a problem, and there's absolutely nothing I can do."
所以使徒保罗说呢，我这样的麻烦呢，其实呢，我没有任何办法。
So I'm going to ask God to help me. If he does, fine. And if not, then I'll die.
他说呢，我准备叫神来帮助我。如果神来帮助我呢，那是很好的。如果神不帮助我，那我就死。
Verse 10, he says, our God is a God who delivered us from so great a death and does deliver us.In whom we trust that he will still deliver us.
第十节说呢，我们的神呢，他曾救我们脱离那极大的死亡，现在仍要救我们，并且我们深信他将来还要救我们。
So he says, the problem that I used to have was that I was facing a very great death.
他说呢，我过去有的这样的麻烦和苦难呢，是因为呢，我过去面临着极大的面临死亡。
So what's the difference between death and a very great death?
所以呢，就是说呢，就是一般的死亡和极大的死亡有什么区别呢？
The answer is I don't know. I thought death was death. What's a great death?
所以呢，我答案是我不知道，因为死就是死了，为什么还有极大的死呢？
Paul, do you know the difference between death and a great death?
所以使徒保罗，你知道那个死和极大的死有什么区别吗？
Paul says, yeah, I know the difference.
使徒保罗说，是，我知道这个区别。
Do you think Paul had a big problem?
你认为使徒保罗有大麻烦吗？
Paul had a big problem.
他有大麻烦。
What did God do for him?
那么神在他身上做了什么？
Well, that's all yesterday, Paul says. The Lord delivered me.
所以使徒保罗说，那都是过去了，神早就救了。
What about today, Paul? You got a problem today?
那么今天怎么样呢？使徒保罗，你今天有问题吗？
He says, yes.
但是。
And then you say, well, now, Paul, what about tomorrow? Do you think you're going to have a problem tomorrow?
你问他说，那是，那明天怎么样呢？你认为你明天仍然会有麻烦吗？
And verse 10 says, he does deliver, that would be today, in whom we trust that he will still deliver tomorrow.
因为第十节说呢，现在就是今天，现在他救了我们，那么他呢，将来那就是明天，他还要救我们。
So Paul says, he helped me and delivered me from the great death, so great a death yesterday. And today I got a problem and he is delivering. And tomorrow I'm going to have a problem and he will deliver because he's the same wonderful God.
他说呢，我是呢，昨天呢，我面临极大的死亡，那个神拯救了我。那么今天呢，我也大麻烦呢，神也拯救了我。那么明天呢，我要有麻烦呢，神仍然会拯救我，因为他是那样一位伟大的神。
So you say to him, now Paul, could you tell me, do you believe in God?
所以呢，你说呢，保罗，你能不能告诉我，你信神吗？
And what's Paul going to say?
那保罗会怎么说？
He says, of course I believe in God. Let me tell you the story about how he delivered me from so great a death.
所以呢，他说，当然我相信神呢，让我来告诉你这样一个故事，神是怎么从极大的死亡里拯救我的。
So when you get to heaven, you're going to sit down with Paul, and you're going to say, now excuse me, Paul, but I want you to tell me all about that so great a death that you were delivered from.
现在就是呢，如果你今天去到天堂，你去到天堂以后呢，你就会去和使徒保罗坐在一起。你说保罗，那现在你能不能告诉我你那个多次在极大的死亡中神把你拯救出来的故事吗
？And I suggest when you ask him that question that you sit down because I think you're going to find it's a long answer and it'll be an absolutely profound and wonderful answer.
所以呢，这个呢，我建议你，你如果你问这样的问题呢，你要坐下来，坐下来，因为呢，这个问题这个答案可能是非常的长的一个答案，而且这个答案呢是一个非常完美的、非常深刻的答案。
And so you say, Paul, do you think God's able to comfort us in our sorrows? And he'll say, sure thing, God will do that. You keep trusting the Lord, He'll comfort you.
所以呢，你问那个使徒保罗，你说使徒保罗，你认为主在我们患难中，他会帮助我吗？所以使徒保罗会说啊，当然肯定，这是一个很确定的答案，在你的任何的患难中，主一定会帮助你的。
Then he says, you know, there's another benefit of this problem, these problems that I have. I'll tell you about that other benefit, verse 11.
他说呢，现在呢，我在我的患难中还有另外的一个益处，那个益处呢，我在第十一节里再给我告诉你。
You also helping together in prayer for us, that thanks may be given by many persons on our behalf for the gift granted to us through many.
这个益处呢，你们也以祈祷帮助我们，好叫许多人为我们谢恩，就是为我们因许多人所得的恩赐。
What's the benefit of all this?
这里得到的益处是什么
？Well, there were all kinds of people who knew about his problems, and they prayed regarding his problems, and the Lord answered their prayers, and so they said. God is really good. He's so good. He even answered my prayer.
所以这个里面呢，就是因为使徒保罗在他的大的麻烦问题中呢，他周围的很多人呢都为他祷告。他为祷告的时候呢，其实呢，所神呢应允了他们周围的人所做出的祷告。做出祷告呢，那些人呢会感到说：“哎呀，太好了，有这么好一个神，他甚至呢应允我的祷告。”
So Paul had a problem. And all the Christians were waltzing around saying, oh, it's wonderful, it's wonderful. God answered my problem. And he solved the problem that Paul had. He heard my prayer. And they're all praising the Lord for what God has done. And Paul says, that was worth the problem just to see all those Christians rejoicing at the grace of God.
因为这个实际上呢，使徒保罗他有麻烦、有问题、有患难的时候呢，他周围的人说：“哎呦，啊，保罗，你有这么大麻烦呢，我们都来给你祷告吧。”这个祷告完了以后呢，神呢啊就应允了他们的祷告，他们那些基督徒呢就赞美主、感谢主，说：“哎呀， 这个里面呢多好啊，使徒保罗有了麻烦，我们为他祷告，神应允了我们祷告，听我的祷告，所以使徒保罗说这个也太好了，我这话呢也值了，因为所有的人因为我的话让他们祷告呢，他们都感受到了神的恩典。
So, the Christian, you know, he gets the best on all sides. When things go great, he says wonderful. And when they go bad, he says wonderful.
所以基督徒呢，其实呢，他总是双赢的，因为其实让他生事情变得好的时候，他们说这个太好了；但事情变得糟糕的时候，他是同样也是很好的。
So I've got a book in my library. It's written by a great man of God from the United Kingdom, whose name is, or was, Alan Redpath.
所以呢，他其实呢，他在他的自己的图书馆里呢，有一本书，他是呢，是一个伟大的在英国的一个人写的。他的那个人的名字叫 Alan Redpath。
He was a great Bible teacher, and he once wrote a book on the subject of 2 Corinthians.
所以呢，他是一个非常伟大的圣经教师，所以呢，他要写一本解释那个哥林多后书的这样的一本书。
And so as any good author would, he said to himself, I wonder what I should title this book. What title should I put on it?
然后呢，他开始准备写作这本书的时候呢，他说呢，这本书的书名我应该叫什么呢？我应该把什么放在上面。
And so he entitled his book, Blessings Out of Buffetings.
所以呢，他说呢，其实他把他的那个书呢，写着是从那种buffeting 里面得到的赐福。
And that's probably better in English than it is translated into Chinese.
他说可能如果只是说音译比那个翻译成中文可能更好一点。
But it's basically all the good things that come from the difficulties, the banging and the troubles that you get in life.
但是呢，其实呢，实际上所有的资本呢，都是从那个你所有的人生里来来往往的、来来去去的这样的许多的麻烦你、许多的苦难你得到的福气。
Our God is so good that He gives us good rewards for every circumstance we find ourselves in life.
今天我们的神是如此的好，他呢，在我们所有的我们的苦难和所有的环境中呢，他给我们赏赐。
So a lot of people say, why do you trust the Savior?
有的人说，为什么你要相信救主呢？
And you say to him, frankly,the good things that God gives me are so marvelous, I'd be crazy not to suffer, not to trust this Savior.
他说的说呢，就是神呢给我那太多的好多东西，如果我不去相信这样一个救主，我真的是疯了。
And now, verse 12.
第12节。
He says, for our boasting is this, the testimony of our conscience,that we conducted ourselves in the world in simplicity and godly sincerity, not with fleshly wisdom, but by the grace of God and more abundantly toward you.
第十二节说呢，我们所喜乐的是我们良心的见证，凭着纯一和神的真诚，在世为人不靠肉体的聪明，而是靠神的恩典，像你们更是这样。
So he's basically saying, how did I live my life?He's writing now with his friends, and so he uses the word we. Timothy was with him, so it was both Paul and Timothy, and maybe others he's talking about.
因为他这里面讲到的呢，他说呢，他是写信给他说我们怎么去生活呢？其实呢，他这里面用的是我们其实呢，有可能就是当时呢，他是和提摩太还有其他的。一些人一起写的，所以他这里用的词是我们。
So he says, we conducted ourselves in simplicity and in godly sincerity. Paul didn't go through life with a complicated life. Anybody could see it and anybody could understand it.
这个里面呢就是他说我们所喜乐的是我们良心的见证凭着纯一和神的真诚所以其实使徒保罗呢他是活出一个非常简单的人生那这样简单的人生呢其实所有的人都能看见所有的人呢也都可以理解
And how could you explain the logic behind the way Paul and Timothy lived?
所以你怎么能够去解释，就是说在使徒保罗和提摩太他们这个啊，他们的人生后面的这个逻辑呢？
He says, well, number one, we lived it by the grace of God. The only way we could live, the way we lived was the grace of God working on us, in us, and through us.
所以说呢，这个呢，他说呢，我们唯一的活着的方式呢，是借着神的恩典。所以呢，我们只能靠着神的恩典。神的恩典呢，它是在我们身上，通过我们，在我们的人生里。
And he says it's also obvious that we lived our lives for you Corinthians.
但是同样呢也是一个很明显的我们呢为了你们哥林多人呢活着。
Why did he do it? He did it for them.
所以他为什么要这么做呢他是为了他们而做。
Now, again, mommy is a good illustration here.You asked mommy, what did she do today?
现在同样的妈妈呢在这里也是一个很好的例子。有时候呢有小孩问妈妈说妈妈你今天做了什么
And so she tells you the food she made and the work she did and the places she went and she will say when it's all over, I did that for my husband and my children.
现在他会告诉你他今天做了什么事儿，他准备了什么食物，他去到了哪里，他所做的工作。然后呢，他说呢，我做这所有的一切都是为了我的丈夫和孩子们。
Or you go to another mother and you say, "What did you do today?" And she tells you, and then you ask her why, and she says, "I did it for myself. I don't really care about my kids. I don't really care about my husband. I did that because it's good for me."
现在你要去到另外的一个母亲那里，你说你为什么这么做？她说我做这个就是为了我自己，因为呢，我也做这个也不是为了我丈夫，也不是为了孩子，我才不关心我的丈夫和孩子，我自己感觉好，所以我为自己做这事。
Paul said, "I did it for the Corinthians. I didn't do it for myself."
对，那是保罗说。
Well-being, I did it for you, Corinthians.
然后呢，使徒保罗说呢，我做这些不是为了我自己，我是为了那些哥林多的基督徒们，我所足所做的这一切都是为了哥林多的这些基督徒们。
Alright, so verse 13 he says, "For we're not writing any other thing to you than what you read or understand. Now I trust you will understand even to the end."
第三就是说我们现在写给你们的事儿并不外乎你们所念的所认识的我也盼望你们还要认识一直到底。
So Paul is basically saying, I'm writing this to you, but you know it's true. You watched me when I was there. You watched me how I live. You know, you understand. And I know you do understand and you will understand.
历史的本来是呢我写这封信呢给你们呢写这些给你们呢你们是知道的你们也懂的。当时呢我住在那里面的时候住跟你们住在一起的时候呢你们看见了我是怎么做的你们也知道我是怎么做的所以你会一直将来你都知道我做这些事是为什么。
Then he goes and he says in the parenthesis, as also you have understood us in part,You understand a little. You know what I've just said is true. You understand that a little.
因为同样说呢，你我跟你们说的呢，你们都能理解。你知道呢，我不是说是只是说的一小部分，说几点。你们知道我讲的话呢，都是真的。你们也都明白这个。
And then he says, you understand that we are your boast.As you also are ours in the day of the Lord Jesus Christ.
于是这些时候正如你们已经有几分认识我们以我们为你们的喜乐好像我们在我们主耶稣基督的日子也以你们为喜乐一样。
Okay, so again, you got mommy and the kids.
然后他再次呢你会有妈妈和孩子的关系。
And sometimes mommy goes along to the school.
有时候呢妈妈呢她去到学校。
And when mommy gets to the school, they meet the teacher.
他妈妈去到学校说了，他会去见老师。
And mommy says, my children, Susie and Johnny, they're over there. And the teacher says, oh, they are very good kids.
所以妈妈说呢，我的孩子呢，江妮和苏珊呢，在你们学校，那个老师说，哦，他们是两个非常好的孩子。
And mommy is very pleased and proud. And she says, you know, those are my kids.
所以呢，妈妈呢非常高兴，也感到非常骄傲。她说，你看，那两个是我的孩子们。
And the kids come running up to the teacher.
所以呢，孩子呢就跑到老师这里。
And the kids say to the teacher, teacher, that's my mommy.
所以呢，孩子跟老师说，老师，那是我妈妈。
And the children boast in mommy, and mommy boasts in the children.
所以呢，那个那孩子呢，以妈妈为喜呢，妈妈以孩子为喜。
Well, that's kind of the way I wanted it to be when I was a student.
所以呢，这就是我当我还是个学生的时候，我希望是那样的学生。
I'm not sure it always worked out that way.
我不确定，当然我总是是那样的。
I wonder if my mommy was embarrassed because.She had to tell the teacher that she was my mother.
所以呢，我有时候呢，认为呢，我妈妈呢，她会感到尴尬的，她很为难的告诉她，她是我的妈妈。
I know I was never embarrassed when I had to tell people that my mommy was that mommy.
所以呢，我知道我从来不会感到尴尬，也不会为难，说告诉别人那个就是我妈妈。
Now Paul says this is how I lived in Corinth.I lived in such a way that you could be proud of me and I was proud of you.
所以呢，使徒保罗说，现在呢，这是我生活的一个方式。我是要活出这样一个生活呢，就是你们会以我为骄傲，我会以你们为骄傲。
And the proof is that on judgment day, that's what's going to happen. The Corinthians are going to be there. Paul is going to be there. And the Corinthians are going to boast in Paul. And Paul's going to boast in the Corinthians. Hallelujah. What a great day that's going to be.
所以呢，这个呢，就是说在那个审判的日子，就是我们临讲日子，基督的审判日子，那个时候呢，其实呢，哥林多的人都会在那里，使徒保罗也会在那里，这是一定会发生的事情。当时呢，当时的保罗呢，以哥林多的教徒们为喜乐，那个基督徒呢，以哥林多基督也使得保罗为喜乐。哎呀，这是一个很美的一个画面，我们感谢赞美主。
Now it's not always that way.
所以呢，也不是总是这样的。
And I just heard some very disappointing news recently about someone who used to be at 16th Avenue Gospel Chapel.
所以呢，我听到一个非常的令人悲伤的一个消息，就是有一个人呢，他曾经在我们第十六届福音教会待过。
And it would appear that he's not leading the wisest life.
所以呢，这里看起来呢，他的生活呢，并不是活得很明智。
And my heart is very heavy because he could and should have been better In part, I was a father and didn't do a very good job. That's very disappointing.
因为我的心呢很悲伤，因为他呢，实际上呢，他可以去作为一个父亲呢，他说他可以做得更好，但是呢，他却没有那么做。
All right, verse
15. 第十五节。
And in this confidence, I intended to come to you before, that you might have a second benefit.
第第十五节说，我既然这样深信，就早有意到你们那里去，叫你们再得益处。
Paul said, you know, when I was with you the first time, it was so wonderful. You responded so well, and the grace of God was so great.And everything was so wonderful. I thought, I want to go back there so that the same thing can happen again.
所以那时候完了跟他们说呢，我第一次去你们那里的时候呢，那个时间太好了，我跟你们相处的很好，你们的反应也很好，那神的恩典极大的在那里，你们呢，我也很喜欢你们，你们很喜欢我，所以呢，我还是想再次去到你们那里，让这样的事情再次发生。
He said, verse 16, I intended to pass by you, by way of you, to Macedonia. I was going to Macedonia. I thought I'd go to you and then Macedonia, to come again from Macedonia to you and be helped by you on my way to Judea.
第十六节说是也要从你们那里经过往马其顿去，再从马其顿回到你们那里，在你们给我送行往犹太去。
So he said, my intention was that I was going to pay two visits to you. I would visit you on the way to Macedonia, and I'd visit you on the way from Macedonia. That's what I wanted to do, because I love you people, and I want to go to you people.
所以呢，他说呢，其实那使徒保罗说，我的计划呢，其实去看你们两次。看你们两次呢，就是说呢，我去马其顿的时候呢，我要看你们一次，然后从马其顿回来的时候呢，我再去看你们一次。我很爱你们，我很爱你们这里的人，我要其实很想去看你们。
But apparently they criticized him because he didn't do exactly what they wanted. He didn't come to them exactly when they wanted. They said, Paul, you haven't treated us right. You didn't do what we wanted you to do.
因为实际上他所以说他们呢其实呢在批评了使徒保罗说你呢在我们那里时候呢很明显呢你是要我们去做一些事情我也没怎么做你要做的那些事情所以你在我们这里我们那个事情和这边的事情呢所以你要我们做的我们也没做。
Be very slow to criticize the man of God.
所以呢不要很快的就是去批判神属神的人。
Be very slow to impute a motive to any of God's children that you say they didn't do what was right. They may very well have been doing what is right. Don't judge them.
所以呢，不要很快的就去批评那个属神的人，或者说是他们做错了事情，因为呢，他们不一定做错了，他们有可能做的是对的，不要去论断人。
And so in his defense, he says, verse 17, therefore, when I was planning this, did I do it lightly? Or the things that I plan to do, do I plan to do them according to the flesh?That with me, there should be yea, yea, and no, no. Yes, yes, or no, no,
no. 这个里面呢，就是第十七节说呢，我有此意，岂是轻率的吗？我所起的意，岂是从肉体起的吗？叫我忽是忽非吗？
And so some people said, you know, Paul is so light, he just says, oh yeah, that's what I'll do. Or no, I won't do that. Not with any...forethought, not with any planning. Paul says, that's not the way I make decisions. I don't do what I want to do. I don't do what's convenient. Paul says, what I do because of the will of God for you.
所以呢，实际上使徒保罗呢，有些人说使徒保罗说呢，他其实是那个人，有时候呢，他说他要做，有时候又说他不做。其实呢，他做任何事情呢，他没有任何的计划。他今天呢想这么做，明天就想那么做。就使徒保罗说呢，是我不是这样的人，我做事情任何事情，我都是为你们做的，我也是经过那个深刻的就是思考去做的。我所做的事呢，都是要为你们为。
And so verse 18, he says, but as God is faithful, our word to you was not yes and no. For the Son of God, Jesus Christ, who was preached among you by us, by me, Silvanus and Timothy, was not yes and no, but in him was yes.
第十八节第十九节说，正如神是真实的，我们向你们所传的道。也没有是而又非的因为我和希拉并提摩太在你们中间所传神的儿子耶稣基督总没有是而又非的在他里面 只有是。
So he's basically saying again, I'm not just doing whatever I want to do. We're doing Paul, Timothy, Silvanus, or Silas. We're doing what God wanted us to do, and we come to you, or we don't, because God allows it.
所以这个里面呢，就是说呢，他说我们不是总是想做我们想要做的事情。他这个我们呢，指的是他希拉还有提摩太。他说我们呢，永远做的事情呢，总是说是按照神的意思去做。所以呢，我们说到你们那里去，我们没去，那是因为神允许我们不去。
Verse 20, for all the promises of God in him are yes, and in him amen, to the glory of God through us.
第二节说呢，神一切的应许在他里面都是是的。并且在他里面也都是阿们的，叫神因我们得荣耀。
What about all the answers to the promises of God that are no?
所以呢，这所有的那些对神的应许的那些答案是不的呢
？Paul says there are no answers to the promises of God that are no.
所以神说呢？在神的应许中间没有答案是不的。
When you pray, what does God say?
那你的你祷告时候神怎么说？
He says yes.
他说是。
How many promises of God are not valid and will not work?
所以那神的那个应许有多少是没有价值的，是没效的？
None.They're all yes.
没有任何的，所有的都是是。
I preach to you the great truth of God. I usually preach it from 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, but it's this four answers to your prayers.
所以呢，我通常呢，像你们讲到的时候呢，讲到神的真理的，讲到祷告的时候呢，在帖撒罗尼迦前书里第四章里讲到神给你的有四种答案。
One is yes. One is yes, but later. One is yes, but something better. And sometimes even it's yes.Even though it won't be good for you, you demand it, I'll give it to you.
那第一个呢，有时候是是的，马上就答应你；第二个呢，是也是是的，稍后再答应你；另外一个呢，也是是的，然后呢，稍后我会给你比你要的更好的。然后有时候呢，就是最后一个说呢，如果你真的想要，这个也是是的；如果你真要，我也会给你。
Remember.The promises of God are not no.
所以呢，要记住神的应许是没有说是不的。
Absolutely amazing, verse 20. All the promises of God in Jesus are yes. And in him, amen. Okay, so he said it, you say amen. That's marvelous, I believe it.
这个呢，在第二十节里是非常的奇妙的，说呢，在主耶稣基督里面，所有的都是是的，并且在他里面也都是阿们的，所以你要说阿们，这个对你来说是有好处的。
So verse 21, now he who establishes us with you in Christ and has anointed us is God, who also has sealed us.And given us the Spirit in our hearts as a deposit.
第二十节说呢，在那那在基督里坚固我们和你们，并且高我们的就是神，他又用印了我们，并赐圣灵在我们心里做定睛。
Now all the promises are yea and amen.All the promises are valid, and God will establish us. He does establish us. And he's anointed us with the Spirit of God as a deposit in our hearts. The foundation is Jesus in our hearts, and he is with us, and he's going to help us, and he is going to fulfill all his promises.
所以所有神的应许呢都是是的是的阿们的。所以呢这个里面呢讲到的呢所有的就是神用应了并用圣灵。因此圣灵在我们心里做定基，所以呢这个所有奇妙的事情呢都是在主耶稣基督他在我们的内心里，主耶稣基督呢他把他的所有的应许呢都印在我们心里，他跟我们一直就是说主耶稣基督在我们内心里来帮助我们。
Now how do you know he's going to keep his promises?
你怎么知道他会就是守他的应许？
And the answer is very simple. If he didn't keep his promises, he'd be a liar.
所以呢，答案是非常简单。如果他不守他的应许的话，他就是个说谎的。
His entire character is at stake. If he doesn't keep his promises to you, he is a liar and his whole character is gone.
所以呢神的那个品格他的所有的品质所有的都是告诉你如果他不守他的承诺他就是个说谎的，如果说他说他是说谎的话，那么说他所有的这样的品格都没了。
So one of the best reasons that we know for why he's going to fulfill his promises to you and me is simply that he said he would.
所以呢对我你我来说呢就是我们知道神会守他的应许 的简单的一个答案就是因为他说了他会守。
All right, verse 23, he's going to go on now and explain why he, didn't come to Corinth at that time.
所以呢第二三节呢说呢他的解释为什么他那次没有去到哥林多。
Moreover, he says, I call God as my witness against my soul that to spare you, I came no more to Corinth.
有人说此外我呼吁神给我的魂做见证我没有往哥林多去是为要宽容你们。
He said, I was pretty much persuaded that if I were to go back to Corinth,I would have to deal with that which was wrong and it would be hard on you.
所以呢他说呢其实呢我自己我很清楚如果我去到你们那里的话呢我会纠正你们那里的很多的错误那么这对你们来说是难接受的。
Paul says when things are wrong, they must be set right.And my job is to set them right.
所以呢使徒保罗说呢如果事情不对呢一定要纠正我的工作就是纠正错误。
And he said that might have been a very ugly scene. And so I said, it's probably not best for me to solve that problem right now by being there.
所以呢他说那个有可能是一个非常丑恶的罪对我来说呢现在不是好的时候我去那里去帮你们解决那个问题。
In fact, I think what he was saying was, rather than come to you, I felt it was wiser to write a letter to you so that the things that are wrong could be set right.By letter rather than my being there in person.
事实上呢其实使徒保罗他说呢我写信给你们纠正你们的错误比我去到你们那里去纠正你们当面纠正你们的错误要更好一些。所以呢我选择写信给你们让你们读了信以后让这些事情呢得到纠正而不是说我当面纠正你们。
Setting things that are wrong and making them right is often very, very difficult.
所以呢去把事情纠正过来去告诉别人错了通常呢是非常非常难的。
Sometimes people react the wrong way.
有时候人们都会以错误的方式回应。
Sometimes pride, blindness, other things get in the way, and people say things they shouldn't say.
有时候呢，那些骄傲啊，还有眼瞎的呢，挡住了那条路。有些人呢，就会说一些他们不该说的话。
Paul says, I think the way to solve some of the things still outstanding in Corinth are for me to write this second letter to you.
所以那时候把他说呢，我认为呢，在你们那里很仍然很有很多初次的问题，所以我必须写这个哥林多后书来纠正你们的问题。
And so the question would be, why would Paul feel that he had to set things right in Corinth?
那现在问题是，那个使徒保罗为什么感觉到呢？他必须要去把那个哥林多的那些问题给纠正过来。
Was he the boss?
他是老板吗？
The answer is no, Jesus is the boss.
但是不是，主耶稣才是老板。
So, what's going on here? Verse 24.
在这里又发生什么呢？第二四节。
He says, not that we have dominion over your faith. We don't have dominion over your faith.
因为这个第二四节说，我们并不是辖管你们的信心。他说，我不辖管你们的信心。
Why is he going to deal with it?
为什么他要管呢？
He says, verse 24, but we are fellow workers for your joy.
这第二四节说呢，而是帮助你们的喜乐。
So, would you like to meet Paul?
你想去会会保罗吗？
Well, you'd say, sure, I want to meet Paul. I'll tell you why. He works for my joy.
所以呢，你说呢，是当然呢，我想去会会保罗。为什么呢？因为他会帮助我们的喜乐。
What are you here for, Paul? Well, I'm here to give you fullness of joy. You say, okay, Paul, you just come right in. We're happy to have you here.
所以呢，他说，保罗，你来这里干什么？保罗说，我到这里是给你帮助你得到喜乐。你说，那太好了，保罗，我们欢迎你，你到我们这来吧。
Why is Paul going to deal with this problem?
那为什么保罗要针对这些问题呢？
Because he wants all the saints in Corinth to be filled with joy.
因为他要所有的在那些哥林多的那些圣徒呢，都充满喜乐。
Again, Mummy's that way when she deals with the problem in the sandbox.
所以呢，同样的呢，就是妈妈呢，她也是以同样的方式在沙坑里对待这样的问题。
All right, well, I get kind of excited as I read through these verses. They're absolutely marvelous.
所以呢，我感到他非常的激动。当我来读这些经文的时候呢，他们是非常神奇的。
You got a problem?
你有问题？
The answer is yep. Have I got a problem? Yep.
答案是，我有问题和麻烦吗？是，我有。
What's God going to do?
那神会怎么做呢？
He's going to take this problem and use it for your blessing and your joy and my joy. And you sit back and you say, you go right ahead, God. That sounds awfully good to me.
但是呢，为了用这些麻烦和问题呢，是给你得到福气，给我得到福气，让我得到喜乐，让你得到喜乐，你我都会说呢，是神呢，你做吧。
All right, well, that's maybe a good place to leave it today. It's at the end of chapter 1, so we'll pick up chapter 2 next time.
这呢也是一个好的时间，我们在第一章的结束，那么下一次我们学习第二章。
So, as I summarize it, I basically say something like this to myself.
当我做出总结的时候呢，基本上对我自己说这样的话。
I say, God, I know that you're good.
我说神呢，我知道您是良善的。
And I know that you're good to me.
我知道您对我好。
I just often end up failing to recognize that you're that good.
所以呢，我通常呢，就是没有意识到你真的是那么好。
Paul says, I want you Corinthians to know that God is full of blessing, even to people like yourself who've done so many things that are wrong.
所以那时候他本来跟哥林多说呢，我要你们所有的哥林多的这些会众知道神是对你们如此的好，就算你们做错了一些事情。
And so we thank you, Lord. May you bless us.
所以我们感谢主，愿您赐福我们。
Let's pray.
来祷告。
Lord, we marvel. You've been so very, very good to the Corinthians.
所以主啊，我们很惊奇，您呢是如此如此的对哥林多人好。
And you're very, very good to us.
你也同样呢，非常非常对我们好。
And so we say thank you.
所以我们说谢谢您。
But we also say, Lord, please be patient with us and continue your work in us that the blessings that we've heard about today will be true in us as well.
所以主啊，我们呢也是说祷告，主啊，您现在也呢稍微耐心一点，继续在我们的人生里做工，这样呢，今天我们听到的这些在哥林多人身上得到的赐福呢，也会降临在我们身上。
And we give thanks now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们呢，献上感恩，是奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you today.